Most aspiring chefs dream of owning their own restaurant, the white hat, the gleaming kitchen, the fancy menu. But Tunde Wei had his own version of that dream.
The young Nigerian-born chef wanted to see the United States and also share the food of his West African childhood with friends and strangers along the way. And so a few months ago, Wei packed up his knives and his spices, and he hopped on a Greyhound bus. He borrowed kitchens in cities like New Orleans, Chicago, and Buffalo. He was essentially cooking his way around America.
Word got around. His one-night cooking gigs began selling out. But then Tunde Wei discovered how quickly success can come tumbling down. Eliza Barkley of NPR's food blog, The Salt, has his story.
Wei calls his one-man pop-up Lagos, after his hometown in Nigeria. I caught up with him the day he was preparing dinner in Washington, D.C.
I'm just going to add a little more palm oil in here because this is getting a little dry. Palm oil is like the sexier, more full-bodied oil to like regular cooking oil. It just has soul, you know?
Wei is kind of like a traveling showman. For every dinner party he throws in a new city, he has to borrow a space. Today, he has taken over a restaurant called Toki Underground. And he's got a huge vat of goat head stew simmering on the stove.
There's going to be some eyeballs in this and some mandibles. There's the jaw of the goat. People are going to eat some teeth today.
Wei's been at it since 9 a.m. It's now mid-afternoon, and he's moving between a blender, four massive pots slick with that sexy palm oil, and his spice bag.
A doctor has a medicine bag. I have a spice bag.
This bag is Wei's most important prop. He carries it from kitchen to kitchen.
Alligator pepper seeds. This is uda. Ehuru spice. It's like a calabash nutmeg.
When he cracks it open, I get a whiff of another land.
So just like all of this stuff is in here, and sometimes I'll have stock fish, which smells so bad.
Now, Wei never actually planned to become a chef. His parents dreamed he'd become a doctor. They sent him to the U.S. when he was 16 to study science. But 15 years later, after a string of college majors and false starts, Wei realized he wanted to cook. He had no formal training.
I learned how to cook from like watching my parents, my aunt, a lot of YouTube videos in between all that.
The idea for the Nigerian pop-up came to him after a brief stint at an American restaurant in Detroit.
The benefit that I have is that I grew up with this food, and so I know exactly what it's supposed to taste like.
As Wei spent more time in the kitchen, he found that he missed his family more and more. He hadn't seen them for 7 years. So as he planned the pop-up, he turned to his parents for help with everything from recipes to music.
So my family was like interested in the details of the business, and I had these conversations with them and my other family members, and I felt more connected, actually infinitely more connected.
And he shares that connection when he makes food for other people.
When I was younger, my mom used to give me kisses on my cheek, and she would just like, you know, be all sloppy. And I would do the same. Just like that feeling of like being kissed, like I get that when I'm eating. So it's evocative, you know, that's how food affects me.
And he hopes his diners will feel it too. When I met him in D.C. in December, Wei had been on the road cooking for 2 months. And he'd pretty much got his rhythm down. It's 7 p.m. and the show is on. Tiffany Farchione is loving the food.
It's hot, but it hurts, but you still want more because it's so delicious.
She's here with her friend Sarah Moulton.
That spinach dish that I'm holding in my hand right now is absolutely amazing, and I would kill for the recipe at this point. And my mouth is burned off from the goat pepper soup.
And as for the goat head, diner Dave Grossman pronounces it...
delicious, expertly stewed, really quite thrilling.
That night, Wei was on a roll. He had a string of gigs lined up, some seating up to 50 people at $55 a head. Soon after, he got his biggest break. A celebrity chef invited him to his Los Angeles restaurant on February 5th. The New York Times said it would be there, but Wei never made it. On the way to L.A., his Greyhound bus stopped outside of El Paso, and Border Patrol agents climbed aboard. They were not impressed with his old Nigerian passport.
I had uncontrollable chill. Like I was just like so cold, and there was so much adrenaline like rushing through my body.
The thing was, back in 2007, while he was figuring out what to do with his life, he'd let his student visa expire.
I just thought, like, I'll fix this. You know, I'm going to go back to school, finish school, adjust my status somehow. And so it was something that I kept putting off.
So instead of cooking in L.A., he was locked up in an El Paso detention center. Wei said it seemed like everything he'd built was tumbling down. But Wei's been lucky. Almost half the people in the U.S. illegally are like him. They let visas expire. But Wei had a clean record and a network of friends and family. They raised $6,000, and he's now out on bail.
I'm sometimes frustrated that it's limiting. But I mean, I'm comfortable with the reality that this is my life. I'm not ashamed of it.
Because there's such a backlog in the immigration courts, Wei has a bit of a reprieve. His next appointment with an immigration judge isn't until 2017. The judge will decide then whether he's allowed to stay or must go. In the meantime, he's planning more dinners, and he's just opened a Nigerian stall in a food market in New Orleans. Eliza Barkley, NPR News.
And you can find pictures of Tunde Wei at work and some of his Nigerian crossover concoctions at npr.org.